Good evening, everyone. It is, what's the date? July 15th, 2015, 8:35 p.m. And you're listening to the return of Husbo and Sweetie.
Yes.
The long-awaited return that no one was awaiting. We used to do this. We just didn't really have a name for it. We talk about all kinds of different things. Sometimes movies or music or...
Yeah.
Games or whatever we did recently.
Yeah.
That clicking is the...
Sorry, I'm ironing.
But yeah, what are we talking about today?
Today we are going to talk about...
Or should we introduce ourselves for people who don't know, I guess?
Yes. Really quickly. If you are out there.
And it's the first time you've ever heard it, right? Well, I'm Husbo.
I'm... Husbo and... Sweetie. I'm Sweetie.
Those are our fake names, our radio names.
Yeah.
And we are married, living in Japan.
Yes.
I'm American.
I'm Japanese.
And we just talk about all kinds of things.
Yes.
So anyway.
So today.
Yeah.
Something. What we want to talk about today is about how to raise a kid.
Mm.
And we were just thinking, like, the timing of getting a gift for your child, or like whether he or she should do like certain chores, and then maybe get allowances, if depending on like if you actually help the around the house.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so first of all, we should probably talk about how it was when we were kids.
Yes. How was it for you?
Oh, I was hoping you would go first.
Really?
Tell me. So, depending on, I don't know if my dad listens to this. If he does, you feel free, or mom too, you feel free to correct me. But in my memory, it was, I think it was $5 a week when I was a kid. And I remember if there was something I wanted... really bad, I could do extra favors to garner more financial gain.
Yeah.
So you can say, like, let's do this, and you clean this, and you'll get an extra money. Yeah, and I remember if they got something for me that I couldn't afford, I would have to wait for it until I could afford it, which I think is probably a reason that I'm so... Nowadays, I'm so, like, no, I don't want to wait. I want to buy it right now. It's probably because of that. And that's not to say that they taught me a bad lesson. It's that I took the wrong part of that lesson.
But you don't buy anything that's, like, outrageously expensive.
No.
You know? You think first.
No. Sometimes.
Yeah. You should have thought about Amiibo.
Yeah.
Just a little longer.
Those were stupid. But as you said, they're not outrageously expensive.
Yeah.
Like, if it's ever like a TV or a camera or a computer, we talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any... I remember, like, a couple really things stick out in my mind. Like, there was a Power Rangers figure.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, a bike. It's, like, one of my most... what's the word?
Nostalgic.
Vivid memories. Yeah. But I remember having it and, like, putting it on a mantle. Not on a mantle, but, like... It was displayed where I could see it, so it was torturing me. Because I couldn't play with it yet, because I couldn't afford it. My parents got it for me. And I even remember being at, like, my great-grandma's house. And it being there at the time. And her talking to us and me just thinking, like, yes, it's nice to see your great-grandmother, but the Power Rangers.
But the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's my priority.
And my parents would sometimes... go halfsies, like my dad went half on a guitar in my memory.
Yeah. You said Nintendo?
Nintendo 64, yeah. I remember. I'm trying to remember exactly if they bought it for me or...
Went half and half?
I thought I saved part, like at least part of it, but it's hard to remember.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. That's your phone.
My God. Sorry.
How about you?
I didn't have an allowance system when I was a kid. I got allowance when I was older, like high school. So when I didn't have an allowance, basically, my parents never had problem with like getting me books when I wanted to get books.
What a nerd. Dork alert.
No. They were really generous about books, but toys.
You don't have to project someone.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, it's I think the mic will pick you up.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm closer. I don't want you to... I'm closer, okay. They were more strict about toys. The only time I could get toys was basically birthday or Christmas. So, like, for example, when I wanted a video game, I get a new system maybe on Christmas or something, and one game, like if I'm super lucky,
yeah.
And then I have to wait for the next game until my birthday, and then Nintendo or like Sony or whoever will release a new console. And like then what I have starts kind of getting old.
Right.
And I'm like, damn it. Why do they keep doing this? Yeah. So I was really sad when they released Game Boy Color, for example. Because I finally got my Game Boy Light.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, this is the coolest thing. Look. And then like, what? You guys are getting like Pokemon in color now? What? Yeah.
It's funny because, and for people who don't know, or maybe they do, the Game Boy Light was a Japan only.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It was a backlit screen, right?
Right, yeah.
Because I had to actually, for my Game Boy, I had to buy a screen that, a light thing that clipped onto the machine itself.
I see.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I didn't have an allowance, but I remember doing some chores, and chores and also, like, giving Dad, like, shoulder massage and stuff, and, like, he would say, okay, if you do it for an hour, I'll give you 400 yen or something like that.
That's a long... hour for 400 yen.
Yeah, but...
when was this? What year?
Like, when I was at elementary school.
I guess with inflation, I don't know.
Yeah, and then back then, I was really into this, like, a vehicle thing, vehicle model called Mini Yonku, you know.
It's basically, like, plastic car, like, race car models. They're kind of kid style, they're bright colored, and... really extreme angles and stuff, but they're fully customizable.
Yeah, so...
like, to a frightening degree.
Yes, so, like... okay, getting one vehicle is one thing, but the thing is... the idea is to modify it.
Yeah.
There are so many motors, there are many, like, grade-up parts, that's officially what they are called. Like, different kind of poles, or, like... like sandpapers or like a tool to make holes to make the machine lighter so it will run faster.
The machine.
Or like sponge tires or other things.
Depending on the track you're using.
Yeah.
Now these cars go straight.
Yeah.
They're about like half the size of a tissue box.
Yeah.
But and they only go straight, so the course is their direction is dictated by the course.
Yes.
But like some of them turn better. Or they have better traction or whatever.
Yeah, so you need different parts.
Yeah.
But that becomes really costly when you try to really go deeper in that business. So
the base model is cheap. It's like $500-600. But after
it was back then, but now it's kind of a little still more.
Still 500-600 yen? 700 yen, yeah.
800-900 maybe. But, yeah, so that's why I massaged my dad's shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and chores, I don't know if I got much money, really. Like cleaning the bathtub, for example, was like 10 yen, which is like 10 cents.
Right.
So...
jeez.
So
it's a big job for 10.
Yeah, so I learned, oh my god, okay, this is not working out.
Not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah, but we have this system, like an annual... like a New Year money thing, you get money from your aunties or uncles right. or parents.
Sorry, I'm not yawning because I'm bored. I just had a long day.
Yeah. So, like, we... Like, I usually put it in my bank account or, like, plan it out to use it when I really want to buy something. Mm. Yeah. So, that was kind of, like, my allowance for a year. Yeah.
So, at the end of all this, what do we... How do we decide?
With our kid?
Yeah.
I don't want them to do chores only for money.
Mm. That sends the wrong
that's message. That's what I did as a child, but I feel bad for my parents now. Yeah. It's something you should do as a part of the family.
Right. I feel like if the chores are balanced enough, like, as a kid, I remember thinking, like, of course I should get money for this because this job sucks. But then, like, thinking back now, I'm like, that's a tool move to make. Yeah. Like, my parents were doing so much more extra stuff, I should have just done it to be helpful.
Yeah.
Especially, like, teaching kids every day, I realized that, like, one kid doing a job properly is invaluable.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, money for chores would not work. But I'm not sure the allowance system works either, because...
Yeah.
Stuff like, is so expensive these days.
I know. I don't mind getting, like, stuff he or she needs.
Right.
But if it's stuff. Something... No. Oh. Like, if it's something he or she wants, then I will ask her or him to think twice or three times, like, do you really want it? Can you see yourself using it maybe half a year from now still? That's what you would say. But
maybe the only thing I have done that with is, like, my phone, probably.
Yeah.
That's a really good metric to measure, like, do you see yourself using it in the long run?
Yeah.
So, like, okay, here's a theoretical thing. So let's say our kid goes into Yodobashi Camera and says...
Electronic store. Yeah, here.
And says, I want this dictionary.
Dictionary?
Electronic dictionary. Because I'm going to go to junior high soon and I need it. Yeah. Or I'm going to go to whatever, elementary school.
Yeah.
What do you say? And let's say it's like $400.
That's a little expensive. But I need to see how the kid's been studying up to that point. Uh-huh. And if that kid... has been that kind of person who would, you know, like, look up on his own or her own, then I would know she's gonna get the maximum value out of this thing, so I would really consider getting it. But, like, one of my sister is kind of like a collector of textbooks and stuff, so she gets satisfied by just buying them, and I just know that, so if I had a daughter or son like that, I would think, no, he or she's not going to really use it, actually. Mm. She's going to be satisfied by the fact that she or he got it. So I don't think this shopping is a good idea.
Yeah.
I would say no. Yeah. So depending on the child, I think.
What if they said, like, I really want this amiibo?
Ask your father.
So if it's something small, it's more case by case?
Yeah.
But then the thing we always say that when we see, like, in the store, the kid crying, like, not sad, but, like, tantrum?
Tantrum, I can't. No, that thing cannot fly.
Right. But, like, it's tough because it's, and I'm sure any parent who's listening will say, like, yeah, duh, of course. But, like, I can see that slippery slope of, like, well, you're a good kid and you did good at school, so here's a toy for you. You know, something like that. Not that exactly, but saying, like, well, you've been good, so I should reward you. But, like, then that becomes, like, a thing where it's, like, they expect it every time. Like, oh, if we're going to the mall, that means I get a toy.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't want the kid to take something for granted.
I guess that's where it really is, right? Yeah. It's, like, you need to feel like it's earned.
Yeah.
And that was, like, my... problem when I was a kid is I always expected, like, even if I was using my own money, I'm still like that, I think, to a certain extent. I expect to get something. Like, I don't like to go to Toys R Us and not get something. Like, and I've gotten much better, you notice, like when we go to a store, I'm saying, oh, they don't have what I want. Okay, let's go. And usually the reason I want to go in and go out so fast is because I know if I stick around, I will convince myself to buy something. You know what I mean?
I see.
Like, if I stick around looking at the Amiibos, we keep mentioning those, they're these Nintendo figurines. If I stick around looking at them for a long time, I'll say, like, well, I guess I could just get the Luigi. He's pretty cool. Like, but if I just say, oh, okay, they don't have the one I want, let's go. I'm like, it's more like, because if I stay, I will buy something.
Yeah, I see. I'm more of a window shopping person, I think.
I hate window shopping.
I like seeing, like, how, like, marketing research, basically. Like, how much things cost nowadays, or... Like, wow, there are new toys like this nowadays. That's cool or something.
God, when you see, like, the Star Wars toys, like, compared to when we were kids, like, you got those kind of as a joke, the Goonies action figures. Action figures used to be total garbage. And now, like, you can get... When I was a kid, like, the lightsaber toy you could get was so, like, the nice ones that came all the way out and lit up are, like, so expensive. And now... You can get one that you push a button and it comes out. It's, like, totally sick. And every kid can buy that.
Yeah. Right.
Did we actually answer the question at all?
No.
Not really.
I guess this is what a parent...
Struggle.
Yeah, just what parents go through.
I would say that, like...
Try and error.
I would say... One thing that I consider, and I learned this from you, is does something enrich your life?
Yeah.
Like, I would not say my phone enriches my life. It lets me do things I couldn't do before, but it doesn't really make my life better. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like...
If I was to go back to when I first got an iPhone, I might say no. Because I just... It doesn't make life that much better. It just makes it a little quicker.
Yeah.
But with a kid, you have to say, like, does this actually make your life better? No, not the immediate 10 minutes after you open it and you throw it across the room a couple times. Yeah. I mean, like, as you said, like, do you see yourself using it?
Yeah.
You can't ask a kid that. You got it, you know, because they can't think, like, of experiential enrichment or anything like that.
I know, immediate want.
It's just, I want this or I don't.
Yeah. But I don't want them to, like, not have, like, good childhood memories either.
Sure, sure.
So, I would like to buy some nice things for them, of course.
Well, maybe that's where, maybe you just hit it. It's like, you don't want them to have bad childhood memories, but that doesn't have anything to do with toys.
Yeah.
Like, just making sure they have a good time or, like, go camping and...
Yeah.
You build things based on experience. And don't they say, don't they say that, like, as humans, like, experiences are way better for us because you're, like, supposed to spend money on vacations that let you do stuff, not on vacations that let you own things.
Yeah. So, if it's a waste or just an expenditure or if it's an investment. That's what I would like to think first.
So do you teach that to the kid, or is that just like a metric that we use in our brains internally?
I think I do internally, but when they're older, maybe I can say, like, oh, mom thinks like this, what do you think? Or something. My parents always said, like, think if you really want it 3 times.
I would just say, yes, 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 can I get it now?
That really stuck with me. Yeah.
That's a good one. And with that, maybe we'll call it, since we're out of time.
Yeah. So, in conclusion, we haven't found the answer.
But we'll let you know if we do, and you let us know your experiences. If you have
any, good ideas.
And I'd like to turn this into a podcast at some point, but we'll have to see. I'd like to make it longer and put music and stuff, but...
Okay.
Anyway.
We need to come up with a jingle.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, so, bye.
Thank you. Bye.